pretty wet. My name is Paddywhack. I am 9 hands high. That is a very good size for a pony like me. I am just the right size for my girl, Jane. When I first got Jane, she did not know how to ride. She jerked my reins. She fell off me for no good reason.
Worst of all, she forgot my treats. She has a lot to learn. I told my friend Carlo, you will teach her, said Carlo. Carlo is one smart cat. I was not Jane's only teacher. Miss Lolly helped. She said the words, focus, Jane. Heels down, down, down. I did the rest. A steady walk, a smooth trot, a gentle canter. Jane's riding got better. She's starting to feel like a girl. I told Carlo not a sack of carrots. Is that because she's a better rider at Carlo? Or because she's giving you treats? Carlo knows me very well. One sunny day, Jane was ready to start jumping. Miss Lolly set up the cross rails. Jumping is hard work. After our first lesson, I waited for my treat, but Jane forgot it. I do not forget how to walk or trot or jump, I told Carol Lado. How could she forget my treats? Carlo licked her paws. Maybe you can remind her, she said. Maybe I could. The next day, we jumped some more. Jane did not stay on me very well. She was not happy. Neither was Miss Lolly. Jane forgot my treats. She also forgot to close my stall door. I decided to go for a walk. The chickens got in my way, so I chased them. I went swimming in the pond. I scared frogs. The garden was full of tasty nibbles. I jumped over the fence to eat them all. Jane found me there. Paddywhack, she cried, what are you doing? Silly question, I thought, and I ran away. Jane ran after me, out of the garden, past the chicken coop, and around the pond. Jane could not catch me, but Miss Lolly could. That was the end of my walk. Paddywhack, you are a very naughty pony, she said, and you, she told Jane, are a forgetful girl. You must always remember to close Paddy's stall. A little later, Jane came to my stall.
Paddywhack, she said, I saw you jump the garden fence. Your jump was perfect. It was much better than the jumps you do for me. There are reasons for that, I thought. Let's make a deal, said Jane. My ears wiggled, though I was listening. Please jump for me the way you jumped the garden fence, said Jane. If you do, I will give you this many treats every time. She held out 3 treats. I ate them fast. Then I gave a little waffle. It was a deal.